Number 14. We're almost done, we have two more. All right, the Christian birth card. Let's turn to the next page, and that's page 82. Somebody want to read this?
I can read some if you want.
Good, yes.
I am the light of the world, and the darkness cannot suppress it.
Woohoo, that's good news.
Yes. Do you want the reference, Matthew 5:14?
Yes.
I am living in Christ's authority, which gives me power over all of the power of the enemy.
Yes.
Luke 10:17-20. I am part of the true vine, a channel of Christ's life and energy. Mm-hmm. John 15:1-5. I am not condemned, but declared fully forgiven and righteous in Christ. Romans 8:1. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. Romans 8:17.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I am secure in Christ's love for me.
Thank you.
Yes.
Romans 8:35-39. I am overwhelming conqueror in Christ against all the world could come against me. Romans 8:37-39.
Wow.
I am a temple, a dwelling place of God. His spirit and his life dwell in me. 1 Corinthians 3:16-19.
By the way, unless you, just in case you haven't picked it up, it's declaring who we are in Christ. Okay? And you're not actually reading all the verses. So when you're going through something, it's important to go through and say, what does God have to say about this? Mm-hmm. What is my position? What is my rights? Because we have the legal right to use the name of Jesus. And when we do, we have the authority, his authority behind it.
Amen.
So it's really important that if you're going through something, to sit and begin to read these and say, which one refers to what God has to say about my situation?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have all these in the back here at the end, because that way, if you're going through something, you can go back and say, what does God have to say about? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead.
You want me to keep reading?
That's fine.
I am united to the Lord and one spirit with him.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 6:17. I am a member of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12:27.
Yes.
Ephesians 5:30. I am a new creation in Christ. Old things are passing away.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 5:17. I am reconciled to God and a minister of reconciliation for God to others. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19.
I think, by the way, that is an important one out of lots of, they're all important, but God has given us the job of
mm-hmm.
reconciliation. What does that mean?
Making amends.
Making amends with whom?
Whomever you have a problem with.
Okay. So, yes, he has given us the power and the authority to reconcile, and the responsibility to reconcile with people that and others that are struggling within our hearts. So it's important that we can go to God and say, God, you have made me one to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to do this. Amen. Do you ever pray, God, I want to do it, but I don't feel like I can't? Well, he invites us to declare what he has given us. Let's go ahead.
Amen. I am righteous with God's righteousness.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:21. I am a child of God and one in Christ. Galatians 3:26-28. I am a child of God, my personal heavenly father, who intimately and infinitely loves me.
Hallelujah.
Galatians 4:6. I am an heir of God since I am a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 4:6-7. I am a saint. Ephesians 1:1. 1 Corinthians 1:2. And Philippians 1:1. And Colossians 1:2.
Uh-huh. What does the word saint mean?
I got me confused.
Saint means set aside unto, is what saint means. So a lot of people think, you know, a saint is somebody who's, you know, just amazing and all that, but really, we're just declaring, I have been set aside unto God. Mm-hmm. All right, this way.
I am seated in the heavenly realm with Christ and all his authority over Satan's kingdom.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Ephesians 1, 19, 23, and 2, 5 through 6.
Amen.
I am God's workmanship, his handiwork, born anew in Christ to do his work.
Yes.
Ephesians 2, 10. I am a fellow citizen with the rest of God's family.
Amen.
Ephesians 2, 19. I am the light of God and expose the darkness by Christ's life in me.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 2, 19. I am a warrior against Satan and fully outfitted to stand triumph in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. I am hidden with Christ and God, so Satan must go through Christ to get to me.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Colossians 3, 3.
That's an interesting position.
Yes.
You're hidden in Christ.
Yes.
So it that means that Christ is surrounding and protecting and all that. Good news. Go ahead.
Yes. I am an expression of the life of Christ because he is my life. Colossians 3, 4. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved, and therefore jealously protected.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Colossians 3, 12. 1 Thessalonians 1, 4. I am wholly partaker of heaven's calling. Hebrews 3, 1. I am a partaker of Christ. I share in his life.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 3, 14. I am one of God's living stones being built up in Christ as a spiritual house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
First
Remember,
Peter 2, 5.
That he's simply saying, you are a part of his body,
mm-hmm.
okay? And each part fills a place. When you and I aren't filling the place God made us for, there is a vacancy or a place that needs to be opened.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to, we understand our position is we build a house by working together and becoming one in a house. So, that's good.
Good word. I am a member of chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 2, 9 through 10.
Does that mean he chose us?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm.
Or we chose him.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Would you wonder why he chose you?
Because he loves us.
That's it. There you go. He loves us.
He'd have to.
He knows all of our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
He knows all of our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he still loves us.
Yes.
That's amazing.
He made us.
Oh, God. Amen. Let's go ahead.
I am an alien and a stranger in this world in which I temporarily live.
Mm.
Okay, what does that mean?
This isn't our home.
I'm only passing through.
Yes.
Okay, listen. This is not our home.
Right.
No.
We are only passing through. Where is our home?
In heaven.
In heaven with God.
Yeah.
So be careful where you spend your time, energy, and money,
mm-hmm.
and pay, do something that will have some eternal ramifications.
Yes.
Right.
All right, let's go.
I am an enemy of the devil. First Peter 5, 8.
Yes.
I am a child of God, and I will resemble Christ when he returns.
Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo.
First John 3, 1 through 2. And I am born of God, and the evil one, the devil, must go through God to touch me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
First
I believe
John,
it's really important when Satan is trying to taunt you and try to make you miserable and all that, that you make that declaration. Satan, you have no place and you have no right. Because that's what the scripture says. So we can stand up to him and God will back us up with his power.
That's right.
All right.
I've had that happen.
Yes, amen. Well, he wants that to happen. And if you realize that that is ours and is available to us, we can use it and not just be tormented. Anybody have any statements or questions or comments about what we just read?
I know we need to get hold of it.
Yes.
Yes.
In a much deeper fashion.
If we really understand it, it will change our life.
Yeah.
But that's the reason they put all this back here, though. When you're going through something, if you go through and read and say, what does God say about me, where I'm at, whatever? Because when you use God's word, there is power that comes with it. Amen? Amen.
I've taken statements like this and photocopied them and then sent them through the stuff that seals them, the plastic stuff.
Uh-huh, right.
And then cut them like cards. Mm-hmm. I've stuck them on key rings or a flip chart.
Uh-huh.
And so
wow.
I've had them on key rings in my car. So mm-hmm. then you're just looking for a word, you just flip it open.
Wow.
And I got one on the communion. Mm-hmm. That's Mick. So I got a glass box and I have them on communion, that I read a book on communion and all the statements. So I take communion and I read one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it can be very handy if you put it in your car.
Right. Also, the dogs take communion with her every day.
Joyce Meyer, though, she, for years, when she went on her walk, she would read the declarations, and she had a page of declarations,
yeah.
and just spoken them over herself,
yeah.
until it penetrated and changed who she was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because God wants to us to line up with that.
Yes.
You can't do it in your own strength. But we can agree with God and say, God, you said.
Yes.
And that's what Joyce used to do. And that's where she came up with that thing that she said, not when she started, not one of those things were true about her.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Not one of the, it's like going through here and saying, not one of the things were true about me and my relationship with God. Before it was said and done, basically, she said, most all of these are active in my life today.
Yes, thank God.
But it's only because she began to declare what God said about her rather than what the enemy said about her
yes,
to her.
Yes.
And may I add, it's very important to speak it out loud. Because
yes.
when you speak the word of God out loud, it comes out and then into your spirit, man.
Yes.
So you want to put that out into the, you know,
atmosphere.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. God's love and forgiveness. Shall we go ahead and go on?
Sure.
All right. Somebody want to start reading on page 86?
Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. This is God's 32:10. Psalms 86:13 says, "For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave."
Praise God.
Joel 2:13 says, "Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." Calamity.
Yeah, calamity.
I need to practice this one a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Especially the slow to anger part.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay, Psalms 117:1. And 2, "Praise the Lord, all you nations."
Extol
him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
Amen.
By the way,
thank
you, Lord.
When it says extol him, it's saying bring who he is up to the forefront. It's basically what it's saying. Say who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And as we declare that, once again, it becomes a reality in our life. And we can do battle with it when Satan comes along with a lie about who you are to God or who God is to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead.
Isaiah 38:17. "Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction."
Praise God.
You have put all my sins behind your back.
That's good news.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
In other words, God has washed our sins away from us to hold them against us no more. Let's go ahead.
1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord. Amen.
Psalms 57:10. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms 103:17. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 107:1-8-43. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. His love endures forever.
Yes.
Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men.
Yes.
Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Psalms 145:8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Rich in love.
By the way, so when hateful thoughts about yourself comes, what do we do with them?
Call out the liar, first of all.
Yeah, because the reason why we put this in the book is so you can know the truth, and when Satan lies to you, you can contend with the lie and say, that is not true,
right,
because this is how God says he sees me, and we will be able to walk triumphantly because he can't beat us up with the lie.
Amen.
So that's why they put these verses in here, so when you're going through it, you go to the truth and do that. Right?
Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Mm-hmm.
I have drawn you with loving kindness.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Psalms 106:1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That means he never quits loving you.
That's right.
No matter how wicked or how evil it is what you've done, God still loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He hates our sin because it brings destruction,
mm-hmm,
but he loves the sinner.
Now that doesn't give us an excuse to go in sin because he'll still love us.
Of course.
But
well, it's important you realize, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
Yes.
How shall we who have been set free from sin continue to live there any longer?
Amen.
So it's important. Sin is not your friend. Okay? And it will separate you from God.
Yes.
So that's a good reason not to sin, is because you separate yourself. He doesn't separate from you.
Right.
You separate yourself from him. Let's go ahead and
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Okay. What is John 3:17?
God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Jesus didn't come to condemn us and to reject us and to abandon us. But he came that we through him might be saved. Good news, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Because Satan wants you to think that God just trying to see you make a little oops, and so he can write you off like you others would, or you might do yourself. But that's not God. He came to deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
So good news. That's good.
Ephesians 2:4-5, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Even when we were dead in the transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Nehemiah 9:17. They refused to listen and failed to remember the miracles you performed among them. They became stiff-necked and in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return to their slavery. But you are a forgiving God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not desert them.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, they deserted God and built an idol out of gold and made a calf, because that's what they used in Egypt where they came from. Okay? They abandoned God, but did God abandon them?
No.
No. Big deck, he forgave them and moved on. Mm-hmm. That's the good news with us. When you mess up, run to God. Don't run from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
I know none of you guys mess up, so.
Psalms 103:8-11-14. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us accordingly to our iniquities.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust.
Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for his great unconditional love. Great.
Yes.
Zephaniah.
Thank you. There you go.
Zephaniah, okay. 3:17. The Lord our God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. Mm. He will exalt over you with joy, and he will be quiet in his love. He rejoices over you with shouts of joy.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Little Michael is the one that I just love to pieces. But you know what he does all the time? When he does something good or right, you know what he does?
Not just anybody.
do you know where he learned that?
Sure. Nope.
From you.
From us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He learned when he would do it right, we would just clap with that. So when he does it right now, he says, "Hey, join me, I'm clapping because I did it right." By the way, that's what God's saying to us.
Yes.
Yes.
Pulled a thorn out of his foot once, and I was like, "Hey, I got it." He was like, "Yeah." He was crying.
It was. It's cool because he has learned that we love him, we accept him, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important we learn that about God and his relationship with us.
Yes.
Otherwise, we're not going to be able to enjoy. If you have a wrong idea of who God is, then Satan will lie to you to give you the idea.
Yeah.
Okay? They'll keep you from having a relationship that God wants with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's why these are so important. That when you, God's love and forgiveness is probably far more important than the others. So that we, when the enemy comes in and lies to us, we can tell him, you know, what the truth is. You've already lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I add to that?
Yes.
Many people might compare God to their natural father.
Sure.
And if they didn't have a good natural father, they don't understand that God is not like that.
That's it.
And also, too, they need to get good at receiving God's love.
Yes.
Some people know he loves us, but it's hard for them to think, well, am I valuable enough to receive it? Have I been forgiven and all that? And he wants us to receive it. He wants us to receive it.
That's it. Yes. All right. You ready? Let's move on.
I got this. Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
What does that mean?
Everything.
Yes. You're safe and secure.
Yes.
In Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Unfortunately, we as people are not as stable in loving as God is. Because somebody at one point may be blessing you today and cursing you tomorrow.
Yep.
So, but God is not like that.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
Thank you, Lord.
That's good.
1 John 3:10. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
Amen.
And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Psalms 103:1-3. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise him, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease?
How many of our sins?
All
of our sins. There isn't an unforgivable. I take that back. There's one that people label unforgivable, and that is the what's it called?
Blasphemy
in the Holy Spirit. And that is making fun of, you know who God is, and yet you make fun of who he is and mock who he is and belittle his name. And God says, I will not forgive you when you're doing that kind of nonsense. But it's, if he loves us endlessly. That's what happens.
Lamentations 3:22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
I had a situation one time where somebody was having a mental breakdown. And so what I did is every day I went to God and said, God, give me a verse for them for today. And I would take the verse and I would write it and I would give it to them and I would have them look in the mirror and read that verse to themselves. Amazingly, doing that helped reverse what they were struggling with and helped them get back on their feet just by declaring what God says about ourselves can make a world of difference.
Yes.
And so it's one way to do spiritual warfare, because there's times Satan will try to attack us mentally and emotionally, and we, these are here, and all you have to do is run to the back of the book and say, what word, verse goes along with the lie that he's given to me? Satan's trying to give us a lie and to believe it. All right, where are we at? So we have the next one, walking in the opposite spirit. Okay, we went through some of this before, but yes, we have 15 minutes. It won't hurt us to hear it. One of the things I found that once we hear something, it's there partially at least. And so it's good to hear stuff, even though you say, well, I haven't memorized it all. Well, the truth in it is, can be in our heart already. So let's go ahead.
Instead of anger, say, I do not let anger gain control over me. I think about it and remain silent.
Okay.
I do not let the sun go down on my anger. Mm-hmm. I am prayerful and patient in the midst of trouble.
You are. That's good.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I are. I do not pay back evil for evil, but I am patient and do good to everyone.
Whew.
I continue to show deep love for others as love covers a multitude of sins. It is Christ's love that controls me in whatever I do.
So, how do we use this? When you're struggling with anger, go back and see what God's Word says about anger. Okay? This book is worth every penny, but it's not just for the last few pages we've been reading. Because when you actually, now you can sit in this class and hear a little bit and grow a little bit. But I'll tell you something, when you make it a study book where you say, like with me, when I was out in construction, I was doing boring, monotonous stuff, I put a 3x5 card in my wallet. And every throughout the day, I would pull that out and I would read it out loud. Because you're going to be doing something with your mind. Well, most of us do something with your mind. For better or for worse. Yeah. And I determined that I was going to hide God's Word in my heart. And so I would pull it out when I got bored or when I, and so on and so forth, and read it to me. And I learned much scripture by simply reading it over and over again. Mm-hmm.
You marinated in it.
I don't know what I did to it, but it helped.
At least hurt you.
Yes. I meditated and marinated. Okay. Let's go on. Instead of control,
I trust the Lord with all my heart, not leaning on my own understanding. I do not control others, but I think of them as better than myself. I am gentle and show true humility to everyone. I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness. I live in a manner that respects and submits to others. I am the servant of others. I will never be in want for anything because I know the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
He is working all of
that
out.
Aren't you a wonderful person? She's so wonderful.
He's working it out. Boy, did I just get convicted all over the place.
All right, that's good.
Somebody else want to?
Instead of competing with others, I am a servant of Christ, Matthew 23:11. In humility,
Michael's joining us.
Sorry. Yeehaw!
Hey, Michael.
Come here, buddy.
Hey, Michael.
Give me laps.
In humility, I consider others better than myself, Philippians 2:3. I look out for the interests of others, Philippians 2:4. I am a servant of all, Matthew 23:11. I do good to all people, Galatians 6:10. I am an encourager of others, and I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:14.
Huh, awesome.
Instead of criticizing others, I speak in a way that is helpful to others. Job 16:4-5. I cover all offenses with love. Proverbs 17:9.
Wow, she's amazing. She covers all offenses with love.
All offenses.
Awesome. Let's go.
I do not judge or condemn others, but only forgive. Matthew 7:1-2, Luke 6:37. I bear the failings of those who are weak and purpose not to please myself.
Wow.
Romans 15:1. I carry the burdens of others without comparing myself to them. Galatians 6:1. I put on love and forgive all grievances I might have towards others. Colossians 3:13-14. I am merciful and speak and act without judgment. Sometimes. James 2:12-15. I do not speak against slander or judge my neighbor. James 4:11-12. Instead of being fearful, I do not fear when the heat comes, my confidence is in the Lord. Jeremiah 17:7-8. I am kept safe because of my trust in the Lord, and I will not fear man. Proverbs 29:25. Well, that speaks to us right now.
Yes.
I have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, not fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. I have no fear of punishment because perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
1 John 4:18. I have no fear in my heart because the Lord protects me from danger. Psalms 27:1-3. I am not afraid when I lie down because my sleep will be sweet. Proverbs 3:24. That means when I get sleep. I am not afraid of bad news. My heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Psalms 112:7.
Yeah.
I am not afraid because you are close beside me. Psalms 23:4. I do not fear anything except the Lord. He will keep me safe.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 8:13. I am no longer a slave to the fear of dying, for he will deliver me.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 2:14-15.
Amen.
Next person.
Instead of feeling hopeless, I put my hope in your word, for you are my refuge and my shield.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 119:114. I put my hope in your unfailing love, and I know your eyes are upon me. Psalms 33:18. I believe you delight in me because I put my hope in your unfailing love.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 147:11. I know that because I hope in you, you will renew my strength, and I will soar on the wings like eagles.
Yes.
I will run and not grow weary, and I will walk and not faint. Yes, Isaiah 40:31. I hope in the Lord, and he does not disappoint me.
Amen.
Isaiah 49:23. I will not be disappointed because God pours out his love into my heart. Romans 5:5. I know that God gives me hope and will keep me happy and full of peace. Romans 15:13. I will overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Romans 15:13. Since I have such hope, I am very bold. 2 Corinthians 3:12.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Yeah,
instead of inferiority, I will not covet what others have.
Yeah.
Exodus 20:17. I am chosen by God to do the good works that he has prepared for me to do. Ephesians 2:10. I am strong and I do not fear, for God will come. Isaiah 35:4. I am the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
Yes.
Matthew 5:13-14. I am spirit-powered witness of Christ. Acts 1:8. I am God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:10.
Yes, thank you.
He has a sense of humor, don't he?
Yeah, there's another part to the verse, by the way.
We are
so awesomely made in some way, that's what it says.
Okay. I am highly favored by God, and he is with me. Luke 1:28.
Yes.
I am a mighty warrior, and the Lord is with me. Judges 6:12. I am confident of God's unconditional love for me. 1 John 3:1. I have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, and not fear.
Hallelujah.
2 Timothy 1:7. Instead of insecurity, I am secure because nothing will separate me from the love of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Romans 8:38. I am complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10. I have been chosen and appointed by God to bear fruit.
Yes.
John 15:16. I may approach God with freedom and confidence.
Yes.
Ephesians 3:12. The kingdom of God is within me. Luke 17:20-21. He directs my path when I seek him. Proverbs 3:5-6. I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Psalms 139:10. I am free from condemnation.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Romans 8, 1 through 2. I am God's workmanship, created for good works.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 2, 10. I cannot be separated from the love of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans 8,
yes.
35 through 39. Instead of jealousy and envy, I am a complete in Christ, Colossians 2, 10. I am assured that all things work together for good, Romans 8, 28.
Hallelujah.
I have been chosen and appointed by God to bear fruit, John 15, 16. I am a temple of God, 1 Corinthians 3, 16. I am God's workmanship created for good works, Ephesians 2, 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Hallelujah.
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
Psalms 23, 1, 5, and 6. Instead of being passive, I walk after the Lord my God and fear him, and I keep his commandments and obey his voice. I shall serve him and hold fast to him.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 13, 4. I am diligent to the very end, and I'm not lazy. Proverbs 10, 4. I work hard and show my love for God by loving and caring for others. Hebrews 6, 10.
Shall we go ahead and finish them all and be done with it?
What do you guys think?
That way we can party.
So, you want me to keep going?
Yeah, page 92, you want to go on? We're almost done. We just have these two pages.
I have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit, John 15, 16. I am God's co-worker, 2 Corinthians 6, 1. I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Philippians 4, 13.
Hallelujah.
I have not been given a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and sound mind.
Yes.
2 Timothy 1, 7. I'm not lazy, but I imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
Yeah.
Hebrews 6, 11 and 12. Instead of pride and arrogance, I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Proverbs 8, 13. I am wise to take advice from others because pride only breeds quarrels. Proverbs 13, 10. I choose to walk humility and let God do the exalting.
Yeah.
Luke 4, 11.
Mm-hmm.
I am the servant of others. Luke 14, 43. I do not boast about myself, but my approval comes from the Lord.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 10:10. I love others. I do not boast. I am not proud or self-seeking. 2 Corinthians 13:4-5. I have humbled myself under God's almighty hand, and he will raise me up.
Amen.
1 Peter 5:6. I'm not selfish, but think of others as better than myself. Philippians 2:3. I do not live to make a good impression on others. Philippians 2, 3. I do not look only to my own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians 2, 4. I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness. Colossians 3, 12. I am gentle and show true humility to everyone. Titus 3, 2. Does anyone else want to read? Keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
I am obedient to God's truth and therefore am loved by him. John 14, 21. I purpose to do nothing without consulting the Father.
Yes.
John 5, 30.
Yes.
I seek his will and not my own will on everything. Matthew 26, 39. I live in submission to those God has placed in authority. Romans 13, 1, 2. I understand that those in authority have been placed there by God.
Yes.
Hebrews 13, 7.
Amen.
I live in a manner that respects and submits to others. 1 Peter 2, 13, 14. I honor all people and seek to support and protect their honor.
Yes.
1 Peter 2, 17.
Yes.
Bob, take over, please. I'm losing my voice.
Instead of protection.
You can hear your volunteer.
I am confident of God's unconditional love for me. 1 John 3:1. I forgive and bless all those who have hurt or rejected me.
Matthew 6:12 and Ephesians 3:31-32. I am loving and confident even when I fear people will reject me. 1 John 4:18. I am secure because nothing will separate me from the love of Christ.
Yeah,
Romans 8:38. I rejoice because the Lord has rescued me and has been good, so good to me.
Yes.
Psalm 13:1-6. I am not forsaken by the Lord, for he is the stronghold of my life.
Yes.
Psalms 27:1-10. I have been chosen by God and I'm not rejected. Isaiah 41:9.
Yes.
I do not fear, for he is with me to strengthen, help me, and uphold me. Isaiah 41:10. I know that the Lord takes great delight in me and rejoices
yes,
over me.
Yes, hallelujah.
Zephaniah 3:7.
Can you imagine that God is rejoicing over you?
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes. Do you suppose that when we're doing it and trying to do what's right, even though like with Michael, even when he doesn't, you say, good try.
Mm-hmm.
And we rejoice after Michael, and he rejoices even when he doesn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we rejoice over him. That's how God sees us.
Mm-hmm.
If only we could actually grab a hold of that truth,
mm-hmm.
it would revolutionize our life.
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody else.
Where are we at?
I guess it's me.
Instead of shame.
Instead of shame. Bob's good.
I will never be put to shame because I put my trust in him. Romans 9:33. I will never be put to shame because my hope is in you. Psalms 25:3. I will humble myself and pray and you will forgive my sin and heal me. 2 Corinthians 7:14. I look to you and I am radiant. My face is never covered with shame. Psalm 34:5. I've been given a new heart and a new spirit has been put in me. Ezekiel 36:26. I am in Christ Jesus, therefore there is no condemnation. Romans 8:1. I will never again be ashamed, for God has worked wonders for me.
Yes.
Joel 2:26. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 2:10. I am redeemed and forgiven of all my sins.
Yes.
Colossians 1:14. Instead of unbelief, I believe that he exists and rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 11:16. I am sure of what I hope for and am certain of what I do not see. Hebrews 11:1. Did I read that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ask and believe without doubting because he who doubts is blown by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
James 1:6. Take up the shield of faith and extinguish the arrows of the evil one.
Yes.
Ephesians 6:13-16. I live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. My faith does not rest in men's wisdom, but in God's power.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2:4-5. I have faith in Jesus and will not only do what he did, but greater things.
Wow, yes, yes.
Can't even fathom that. John 14:12. My faith will be amongst those that he finds when the Son of Man returns.
Yes.
Luke 18:8. I will receive whatever I ask for in prayer because I believe.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 21:22. I am undeserving, but just say the word and my servant will be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 8:8. Instead of unforgiveness, I forgive others just as God in Christ also has forgiven me.
Yes.
Ephesians 4:32. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Psalm 103:3. He forgives us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Matthew 6:12. I forgive those who sin against me.
Yes.
Matthew 18:22. If I hold anything against anyone, I will forgive him. Mark 11:25-26. Mm-hmm. I say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Yes.
Luke 23:34. I make allowances for others' faults and forgive those who offend me. Mm-hmm. Colossians 3:13. I am merciful, thus God's mercy will win out over his judgment against me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. James 2:13. I confess my sins and he is faithful and just to forgive and purify me of my sin.
Yes.
1 John 1:9. Instead of self-pity and victimization, I am secure because nothing will separate me from the love of Christ.
Yes.
Romans 8:38. I believe you delight in me because I put my hope in your unfailing love. Yes. Psalms 147:11. I know that the Lord takes great delight in me and rejoices over me. Zephaniah 3:17. I forgive others just as God in Christ also has forgiven me. Ephesians 4:32. I walk after the Lord my God, fear him, keep his commandments, and obey. 1 Samuel 12:14. I am loving and confident even when I fear people will reject me. 1 John 4:18. I put my hope in your unfailing love and I know your eyes are upon me.
Yes, Lord.
Psalms 33:18. I am not selfish but think of others as better than myself. Philippians 2:3. I do not look only to my own interests but also to the interests of others. Mm-hmm. Philippians 2:4. And I am highly favored by God and he is with me.
Luke 28. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed
be. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
I want to close with a word of prayer. God, we thank you for your word.
Yes.
And your word never changes. You are always the same. And as we have heard your word, Holy Spirit, I just ask that you will bring it back to us when we need it.
Yes.
That we might know you, that we might have a relationship with you, and that we might live a life to please and glorify you in all things.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you for truth that heals and sets us free. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.